What is up, all you party people out there? Hey, it is Thursday, January 18th, and I just wanted to inform you guys that we are going to be having some pretty big changes coming up in the near future, and just to kind of how to stay up to date with everything we got coming up, some new services we'll be dropping, some changes you'll see around a lot of our stuff that we're involved in. So really quick, if you are already a Weakness Watt athlete, nothing is going to be changing for you guys. And if there will be, we'd let you guys know. But it's more along the lines of we had a consultation, a business consultation this morning, and we're laying out plans for the future, the long haul. Whenever we started this, this Weakness Watt programming, we never really had a future goal of what we wanted. We just kind of knew that it was a service that people were seeking, and so we ran with it. And now that we are 1 year old, we're kind of starting to set some big long-term projects, strategies in place, so that way we can just grow this thing to be as big as possible and to provide as much value, content, education, and help and performance that we can. So with that being said, in the very near future, obviously, we are now 4 weeks away from the first open workout. Functional fitness being kind of our main category. Obviously, like, people doing gymnastics programming, they might not just use it for CrossFit or functional fitness workouts. They might use it for obstacle course racing, right? Or parkour, or in any type of different fitness like that, right? Where they're going to be using body weight metrics, lots of grip strength, lots of body weight awareness. Endurance might be used by triathletes, and strength for, shoot, any type of program, whatever the goal. Our programs aren't necessarily designed just for functional fitness, but we use a lot of those methodologies. But we also bring in things like bodybuilding, gymnastics, triathlon training, all those other types of things. Sorry, I'm getting off on a tangent here. But in the near future, right, 4 weeks away from the open, what we're going to be doing is, after the workout is released on Thursday nights, what we're going to be doing is then going right into another room at our gym and filming our outtake on, or our suggestions on, how you should attack this workout. Tips and strategies, pacing, movement demo, whatever it might be that's going to help you guys perform better, then I want you to pay attention to that. We're going to obviously be posting the main video immediately, as fast as possible, after the workouts are released onto our YouTube. From there, we're going to try to drop that same link into this podcast, so that way it's an audio version. Obviously, it's nice to listen to it again. Maybe when you're on your way to the gym, you can kind of formulate your strategies before you attack this workout. But if you're more of a visual person, make sure you check out our YouTube page, so that way you can subscribe, you can like the videos, and even let us know what else you want to learn about or you want us to do to help you with understanding the workouts, understanding how we're looking at attacking those workouts, and so on and so forth. So if you guys haven't already, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and obviously Anchor / iTunes with this podcast. But those are going to be the main places you're going to be able to pick up a lot of this free content that we're posting. Now, we don't always post the same content on each platform. For example, we might post one picture with a giveaway on Instagram and then not post it to anything else on YouTube or Facebook. We might just post it on Instagram or even in an Instagram story, right, where it's only going to be up there for 24 hours. We might host a like and share contest on Facebook and not on Instagram or YouTube. And obviously, all of our videos that we're going to be doing are probably mostly going to be posted towards YouTube first, and then maybe shared towards the other platforms, maybe not. So make sure you stay up to date and you like all those platforms, you like Weakness Watt on all those platforms. And like I said, some things might be changing in the future, good things, positive changes, but we're looking up. As always, guys, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or even want to give us some suggestions or feedback, we love feedback. Whether it's good feedback or it's bad feedback and you think it's going to hurt our feelings, we still want to know, because of that. That's what helps us to help you guys and even future athletes down the road. So take care, guys. Have a kick-ass Thursday.